Blackstone Audio presents The Curse of Lono by Hunter S. Thompson. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. Now, it is not good for the Christian's health to hustle the Aryan brown, for the Christian riles, and the Aryan smiles, and it weareth the Christian down. And the end of the fight is a tombstone white with the name of the late deceased, and the epitaph drear, "A fool lies here who tried to hustle the East." Rudyard Kipling, The Nolaka. The Romantic God Lono. I have been writing a good deal of late about the great god Lono and Captain Cook's personation of him. Now, while I am here in Lono's home, upon ground which his terrible feet have trodden in remote ages, unless these natives lie, and they would hardly do that, I suppose, I might as well tell who he was. The idol the natives worshipped for him was a slender, unornamented staff 12 feet long. Unpoetical history says he was a favorite god on the island of Hawaii, a great king who had been deified for meritorious services, just our fashion of rewarding heroes, with the difference that we would have made him a postmaster instead of a god, no doubt. In an angry moment he slew his wife, a goddess named Kaiakilani Ali'i. Remorse of conscience drove him mad, and tradition presents us the singular spectacle of a god traveling on the shoulder, for in his gnawing grief he wandered about from place to place, boxing and wrestling with all whom he met. Of course, this pastime soon lost its novelty, inasmuch as it must necessarily have been the case that when so powerful a deity sent a frail...